This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S-P-A-C, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Olson, O-L-S-O-N, date of birth 8-18-1963. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Olson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 14th of this year. Her weight is down 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is feeling well. She did have some elevated levels of creatinine starting in July of this year, and she was drinking a lot of water due to the excessive heat at that time of the year, and her sodium levels had dropped. At that time, they got down to 131. And we asked her to start restricting fluids to 55 to 56 ounces in 24 hours, and she did so. And then the sodium levels started to improve. The next time it was checked, the sodium was 133, and that is generally her the level that she runs. Sugars were very high also at that time. And from almost 300 when checked. Currently, she is feeling better. She's on low-dose Mounjaro for the last 2 weeks, and she is starting to lose weight already, 4 pounds since she started it. It's 2.5 milligram weekly. She also is not on Tradjenta since she started the Mounjaro. I also want to highlight Lisinopril 10 milligram daily and Jardiance 25 milligram daily. Anastrozole is 1 milligram daily. Calcium vitamin D supplements, Lipitor, fish oil, and a multivitamin are her current medications. She is feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema or claudication symptoms. Physical exam, weight 195 pounds, pulse is 95 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 100 over 60. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-23-2025. Creatinine has decreased down to 1.53 from the 1.76-1.75 range in July. Estimated GFR is 37. Sodium is 133, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 23, calcium is 10.2, albumin 3.9, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin 13.3, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and improving creatinine levels. I want her to have labs rechecked again in December, and then we can most likely go back to every 3 months thereafter, as long as the creatinine has stabilized or decreased. 2, mild hypercalcemia when the creatinine level was increased. She has been taking 1,200 milligram of calcium daily, so we're going to decrease that to 600 milligram daily. And 3, hypertension. She's actually on the low side right now. She'll continue to monitor that, but we want her at least to keep the systolic about 100 or greater, less than 130 systolic. And 3, diabetic nephropathy with very high glucose levels. Perhaps she might be a candidate for some long-acting insulin in addition to the Mounjaro, but that was just started 2 weeks ago, so that will have to be, it may improve dramatically after the dosage is titrated up as needed. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. marystunner.com/jose.puente.md.